Our wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. Our wonderful Savior to me. He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure are seen. He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock, the shadows are dry, the stillness. He hided my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand.
That is the story of our nation. If not that he hid us, we would have been blown away long ago. The enemies of our soul, enemies of peace, enemies of this, of civilization, those who prefer death to life, they would have prevailed. But for God, lift your right hand and let's appreciate him.
He hided my soul in the cleft of the rock, the shadows are dry, the still end. He hided my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. He hides my soul in the cleft of his rock, the shadows are bright, dusty. Lord, he hides my soul in the cleft of the rock, the shadows are dry, the still end. He hides my life in the depths of his love, and covers me there with his blood. And covers me there with his hand.
Thank him for covering you with his hand. Father, we thank you for hiding us in the cleft of the rock and covering us with your hand. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hallelujah. Habakkuk chapter 2. I will now read verse 3 and 4. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Somebody who will live by his faith, say amen. Amen. Subject is the process and price of vision. The process and prize of vision. Our objective is to understand the process it takes and the price to pay to arrive at the fulfillment of vision. The truth is, many have vision, but few have manifestation. Many have vision. People with vision are many, but people with manifestation are few. In the name of Jesus, somebody here, you will not only have vision, that vision will result in manifestation. In the name of Jesus. Because vision without manifestation equals frustration. Vision without manifestation equals frustration. Vision without manifestation equals stagnation. To know what to do and to not know how to get there is to remain where you are. So, God has called me to be a pastor. God has placed in my heart the vision to establish a medical center. God has called me with this or that vision. What does it take to reach there? The purpose and price of vision. Number one, receive it of the Lord. Receive the vision of the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16. It said, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. Stand in the ways. Acts chapter 13 verse 1 to 2. The apostles, prophets and teachers, Barnabas and so on, prayed in verse 2 and worshipped. And the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas to the task I have for them. If vision must be realized, it must be received from the Lord. What is vision? We gave a definition in the first service, but for this service, vision is access to divine design and blueprint for a man's life. Like an architectural design. Divine design and blueprint for a person's life. That is vision. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, he said, before I formed you, I knew you. If vision is divine design, then it must be received of the Lord. Number two, undergird it with the word. Vision must be undergirded with the word for performance. Why? Every word or purpose is established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Every word, every purpose is established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Matthew chapter 18, verse 16b. He said,
that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word
may be established.
2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 2. He said,
1 Corinthians 13, 2, was that?
That in the mouth of two or three witnesses, all right, I'll check it out, every word is confirmed. If vision is witness number one, the revelation of the word is witness number two. 2 Corinthians 13, 1. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, shall every word be established. You need the vision. That is witness number one. That is God showed you what you will become. You need the revelation of scripture. That is witness number two. If the vision must see the light of day. Somebody say aloud, amen. So, receive the vision from the Lord. Power it with scripture. Number three, fertilize and nurture the vision with prayer. Fertilize and nurture the vision with prayer. Vision must be processed through supplication to experience manifestation. It must be processed through supplication. That is why people of vision are people of prayer in scripture. In the first service we saw Daniel. In this second service we shall see Jacob. In Genesis chapter 32, verse 24 to 28, the Bible said Jacob was left alone and he wrestled. He was a man who wrestled until his vision came to pass. What is your name? My name is Jacob. I must have a change. You must bless me. And he wrestled until that blessing came. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Every vision that God has placed in your heart shall come to pass. What is the impact of prayer in vision? Prayer wards off enemy oppositions to vision fulfillment. It wards off. At the place of prayer, you check the enemy back to hell. It wards off enemy opposition to vision fulfillment. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8 to 9, the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom you should resist steadfast in the faith, and also at the place of prayer, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. If the vision is from heaven, there will be opposition from hell. If the vision is from heaven, there will be opposition from hell. If God wants you to become it, the devil will want you not to become it. If God wants you to manifest it, the devil will want to resist it. At the place of prayer, you ward off enemy oppositions to vision's fulfillment. I speak to somebody here today. Every opposition from hell against the vision of God for your life, I declare it is over in the name of Jesus. So, receive the vision from the Lord. Undergird it with the word. Fertilize it in prayer. Number four, be sensitive to divine timing. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. It says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven.
Everything there is a, to everything there is a season. Anything God has purposed has a time.
Psalm 90 verse 12 said, teach us to number our days. Help us to be time sensitive so we can apply our hearts to wisdom.
What is the meaning of that?
Everything God tells a man is time connected, time sensitive, time related. So be sensitive. Sensitive to move where you are to move, to stop where you are to stop.
Somebody say aloud, amen.
Maybe there is a young lady, men are coming and he's saying, no, at the right time. Now, when the time has passed, she starts looking for men and the men are now saying, no. Time. Why is time necessary? Listen to this. Divine actions and resources are only guaranteed in divine timing. Divine actions and resources are only guaranteed in divine timing. When Mary, the mother of Jesus, wanted Jesus to turn water into wine, Jesus said to her, my hour hasn't come. I don't have power now because it is not time. When it is time, you don't struggle. Do you know what happened to us? When we had one church in area one, in the whole world, one church, we went and planted a satellite church because some people around Nyanya area say that they cannot come to town, so we should help plant a church for them. So we planted a church for them there. They led us. I think that church lasted for only 4 or 5 weeks. Nothing was working. It was dry. All of a sudden I felt uneasy in my spirit. It's like you have gone ahead of God. You are moving where God is not moving. In Nyanya here. That is one church in Nyanya to cater for everybody in Karu, everybody in Masaka, everybody in Nyanya, everybody there. So I sent to the pastor, I said, return back. He said, what do I do? I said, close the church. He said, how do I do it? I said, what about the equipment? I said, look for one church there and give them the equipment. What about the chairs? Don't return anyone. So we returned back to area one and continued church for some years. Then God says, it's time to move out. We plan Nyanya. Bam! Sorry, Maraba. Bam! Karu. Bam! Kubwa. Bam! Now, I don't know the number of churches in that address. I don't know. If they count it, I will know. Masaka, Maraba 1, Maraba 2, Maraba 3, Masaka 1, Masaka 2, Masaka 3. Karu 1, Karu Jikwe. 4 services, 5 services, mega, mega structures. When we went to plant one, when it was in time, divine resources was not available. God said, OYO, on your own. These things are so spiritual and so. And the people were there, but nobody branched there. Because we went when it was in time. I prophesy to someone here, you will not miss your time. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. The problem of Moses was not because he was not called. The problem of Moses was as he moved to deliver Israel before time. And he ate kwakwa, like how some people say. Shakapakatakalaba. Lift your right hand and say, Father, help me not to miss my time. Help me to be on time. Help me, Lord. In Jesus' name, be sensitive to divine timing because divine action and resources are only guaranteed.
in divine timing.
Number five, be sensitive to divine strategy. Be sensitive to divine strategy. The NIV of Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 6 tells us that because there is a proper time and procedure for every matter.
God does not only give vision, God gives procedure. He doesn't just show you his purpose, he shows you his procedure. Moses, you are to deliver Israel. But you are not to deliver Israel by killing Egyptians one by one. That was the procedure he employed. He killed a man, buried him in the sand. And there wouldn't be enough sand to bury everybody. So they began to look for him, he ran. God said, you don't need to bury them one by one. I can bury all of them at once in the Red Sea. Wait for me at the right time. Is God speaking to somebody here? Lift your right and say, Father, show me the purpose. Show me the procedure. When the vision is right and the approach is wrong, the reproach is inevitable. You didn't hear what I just said? When the vision is right and the approach is wrong, the reproach is not, you can't escape it. So what are we talking about? Why is the right divine strategy necessary? Because the power of God is at the back of the right procedure. The power of God is behind the right procedure. The might of God is behind the right procedure. In Exodus chapter 14 verse 21, God told Moses to stretch his rod. Moses stretched the rod, and God called the east wind, and it parted the Red Sea. Don't forget this. The power of God is at the back of the right procedure. What do I do to fulfill vision number six? Identify the cost and demands of vision. The cost and the demands. Acts chapter 20 verse 24. Paul the apostle said, but none of these things move me. Neither do I count my life dear to myself, so I can finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. None of these things move me. So there is a cost. Why is it important to know? I met a point in the first service for this service. Knowing the cost places the responsibility of discipline and action. The responsibility of discipline and action on the vision bearer. When you know the cost, it places on you a responsibility for discipline, responsibility for action. Because as it has been said, nothing of value comes cheap. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24 to 27. Paul the apostle speaking said, those who run in a race run all but one receive the prize. He said, so run that you may obtain. Later on he said, for every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. He said, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. He said, I bring my body under. When you know the cost, it places you the responsibility of discipline. Very, very important. Identify the cost and demands of the vision. Number seven, be sensitive to divine direction along the way. Divine direction along the way. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 5. God called Abraham out of his father's house. He said, to the land I will show you. A land I will show you. I won't show you now. Just be on your way. I will show you later. He repeated the same thing in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 to 5. Take your son, your only son Isaac, and go to the mountains, into the land of Moriah. Offer him there for a burnt offering on one of the mountains that I will tell you of. Am I communicating? Step out of your father's house to the land I will show you. Which land? Move first. Where is it? When you reach there, I will tell you. Carry your son to the mountain of Moriah. To Moriah. Where will I sacrifice him? Just go yet. When you reach there, I will show you. I said in the first service that God will never give you the whole picture at once. So direction is necessary. Can I ask you a question? If God told Abraham, offer your son Isaac on the burnt offering, as a burnt offering, and Abraham went and didn't hear anything again, what would have happened? He would have killed Isaac for nothing. But it was a test. If he followed only the last thing he heard and blocked his ears, all that God said is kill the boy. The boy would have been gone for good. He would have failed the test. Why should we be sensitive to divine direction? Listen to this. Because God gives instructions in stages so that the obedience of each stage can qualify you for the instructions of the next level. Say that again. God gives instructions in stages so that the obedience of each stage can qualify you for the instructions of the next level. That was what he did in the wedding in Cana of Galilee in John chapter 2, verse 5 to verse 11. After they filled the water pots first, he said, you can now draw it out. When you have perfected the instruction of one stage, then you are qualified for the instruction of the next stage. I speak to somebody today by this prophetic word. That next stage of instruction for your life, you shall not miss it. Can you say it louder? Amen. Number 8. Be doggedly committed to paying the price. Doggedly committed. Why? It takes a fight to take a flight. It takes a fight to take a flight. Whatever must move from the ground level must be moved by a fight. Genesis 32, 24 to 28. I will not let you go until you change my life. It takes a fight. Shut up, Alataya. There are many people who have vision, but they are not ready to fight. Somebody say fight. Do you know that when a child is born, the child had to start fighting from birth? Take your seat. Do you know that when the child is born, the child is meant to cry? That cry opens the lungs, takes in the first breath. The child that refuses to cry is not agreeing to live. The midwife will beat him at the back hold him almost upside down, beat the soles of his feet, making him to cry. And then the child, and then he lies down continuously until he's tired of lying down. He fights to sit up. He sits for a long time. He sees people crawling. He's tired of sitting down. He begins to crawl. He crawls for a while and he said, I am not a dog. I see people walking. He stands up, balances like this, and stands. He stands for a while and says, why am I stationary? Let me walk. He begins to walk. If he walks and he falls down, if he sees nobody, he will not cry. And then he stands up again. If he sees the mother, he will cry to whip up sympathy. But if that child is too afraid to fall, he may never walk. He stands again. He fights it and then walk. After walking for a while, he attempts to run. And then running, he goes to school. And then from one level of school to another. You cannot take a flight until you are ready to engage in a fight. Is God speaking to somebody here? Nothing moves from the ground level until somebody is ready for a fight. I speak to somebody here. The spirit of a fighter. The spirit of a fighter. The spirit of a fighter is coming upon you right now. The spirit of a fighter. 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 Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Receive the brutal lion heart of a fighter. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. Some of us have a tiny measure of that fighter spirit. The refusal to take no for an answer. The refusal to turn your back for a battle. To face it and face it out. Some tiny measure. We have confronted issues both in the spirit and in the physical. The spirit of a fighter. I speak that upon someone here today. You will fulfill your days. You will not die before your time. Receive it now. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Look at your neighbor, say, you need a flight. Engage in the fight. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat 1 minute. Number 9, be hardened against human opinion and opposition. Human opinion and opposition. Let me say this. Why? I gave a reason in the first service, but this reason is important for this service. The enemy will always pass through people. Not just the people envying you now, like we said last time. The enemy will pass through people to attempt to frustrate the purpose of God in men's life. The enemy always passes through people. At times, the people can be as close as your brother, your sister, your friend. Luke chapter 22, verse 3. Satan entered Judas. The man that was the treasurer of Jesus' ministry, Satan entered Judas. In John chapter 13 and in verse 27, Satan again entered Judas. Satan entered. After the stop, Satan entered into him. Jesus said, whatever you do, do it quickly. The enemy will enter. See, when you are on your way headed to a destination, when God has placed something major in your life, Satan will enter people to see how the people at times are behaving without their consciousness. The way Peter told Jesus, God forbid that you should go and die on the cross. And Jesus said to him, get thee behind me. Not Peter. Get thee behind me, Satan. For this moment, Peter, you and Satan are one. Am I communicating at all? How many of you have seen such before? Where somebody you love and value and reverence is talking to you in ways that you are wondering, is this the same person talking? Satan. When you have a destiny that is worth it, Satan can enter people to oppose you. So you must be hardened. The way some people, the way you are divinized, there are people who are demonized against your purpose. I told you, it's not that the people are bad. After Jesus says, Satan, get thee behind me, Satan. When he talked to Peter, he didn't tell him like that another time. For that moment, Satan stepped in. Just to distract him, and then he stepped out. Very big man of God, that God's servant Bishop David Yuriko went to share his vision with. The man said, you are not called. See the ministry of Winner's Chapel today. Somebody said that man wasn't called. I don't think so. Brother David, it's not a call of God. When I stepped into ministry, somebody, a bishop, was telling me how... No, that was not a bishop yet. Another, a reverend, was telling me how, I can't come into town here. Oh, there are already enough churches here. Oh, he was here before we came. Satan was talking through the mouth of this guy. There was another man of God there, and the man said, is he talking to you? If he say God called him, leave him. Unfortunately, some people drop their destiny because of such talk. Because of such opinions of people. Today, every conspiracy of hell against the purpose of God for your life, I declare it is arrested. Can somebody say amen like you're a believer? That conspiracy is frustrated. Shout the loudest, amen. Be hardened against human opinion. Number 10, maintain faith in God. I'm going to rush. Faith in God. Nothing, faith is the currency with which supernatural transactions are made. If there is anything that must be secured or purchased in the realm of the spirit, it is purchased by faith. Why is faith necessary? I already said it. Faith in God is the magnet of supernatural resources for the actualization of divine purpose. Is the magnet of supernatural resources. The people you need to make that vision come to pass, the opportunities you need, the money you need, can be pulled to you by faith. We have seen such. The land in which the Area 1 church is now, this land, several of such across the nation were pulled to us by the pool of faith. Hallelujah. Maintain faith in God. Number 11. Refuse to give up. Refuse to give up. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 9. Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 9 says, and let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Refuse to give up. Refuse to give up. Why must you refuse to give up? Listen to this. The temptation to give up always arises when due season is near. The temptation to give up on God, to give up on vision, to give up on pursuit, always arises when due season is near. There is one way to know
that you are close to your breakthrough. And that is when you are beginning to get tired. I just spoke to somebody. There is one way to know that you are getting close to your manifestation. And that is when you are beginning to get tired. I speak to someone here today in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of weariness is arrested. Every spirit of weariness is arrested. Every spirit of weariness is arrested. Shout the loudest, amen. Finally, celebrate victories and success along the way. Somebody say, I will celebrate victories and success along the way. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 17 verse 15 all the way to verse 19. We saw the stories of 10 lepers who were cleansed and one returned. One returned. And the one that returned got the full perfection of his miracle. What is the meaning of that? Appreciation is the doorway to perfection. There is something that God is trying to do in your life. Every time you appreciate what you see, you commit him to perfect the balance. Appreciation is doorway to perfection. The vision may not be perfect yet, but as you appreciate, it ushers you unto perfection. Somebody say a loud amen. Today, I decree God is stepping someone to the next phase of perfection. Next phase of perfection. If you are that one, you will stand up on your feet with the loudest shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. Somebody who can see everything, turn it around, shout the Lord must amen. And how many of you know that God is perfecting things in our country? I'll tell you about it shortly. Give the Lord 3 minutes of celebration to see some perfection in your life. 3 minutes of celebration to see some perfection in your life. Let us rejoice and be glad, give him the glory to God, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, of the bride has made us. Everybody sing. Let us rejoice and be glad, give him the glory to God, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and the bride has made. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the Lord has come. Hallelujah. Hey! Everybody sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah for the Lord has done your mighty.
Hallelujah for the Lord has done
your mighty. Rejoice and be glad.
Celebrate somebody.
Give praises to God for the marriage of the Lamb. And the bride of God is ready. Halle, halle, hallelujah for the Lord our God. Sing hallelujah.
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 The person the camera showed just now appears to me like he's the only one that understands what celebration is. This year, are you there? And every one of you, are you here? Give a 3 minute celebration that will show to God that you are headed somewhere, that the vision will come to pass. Go on.
Hallelujah. Hey, hey, hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Hey. It's the sound of victory.
It's the sound of victory.
Hallelujah. Hey.
Rejoice in me.
Hallelujah,
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 hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hey. It's the sound of breakthrough.
It's the sound of breakthrough.
Hallelujah,
hey. Hallelujah, hey.
Hallelujah,
oh.
Let the sound,
let the sound,
hey,
rejoice in the
hey. He has made a way when there was no way. Hallelujah,
hey.
It's the sound of freedom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Adoration. Worship him. Honor him. Adore him. Thank him for his goodness and his mercy and his kindness he has shown to us as a nation. What a faithful, faithful, faithful God we serve. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Listen to Isaiah chapter 42, verse 13. The Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. Obada bada. Odobogagu. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. He said, I have for a long time holding my peace. I have been still. I have refrained myself. Now will I cry like a traveling woman. I will destroy and devour at once. Is he doing that or not? Bandits fighting bandits. terrorists, killing terrorists. On the 5th of May, it was declared. On a Wednesday. On the 14th or 15th of May. 14th, right? Right at Jalingo Crusade. Oil of judgment was poured on the ground, provoking fire in the northeast and declaring that the wasters will be wasted, killers will be killed. Ay, 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 ay. And then on Wednesday, when we are here, between the hours of 6 and 7, brutal declarations was being made that they have not started finishing each other yet. They will waste themselves. Those who send them, they will go and waste them. At the same time, fire was burning in their camp. Two groups clashing until the leader of one expired. Are you hearing me here today? And it has just begun. Killers will be killed. Wasters will be wasted. Their weapons will finish themselves. The military have done what they could, and they are still doing. But very soon they will be watching them, wasting themselves. They will just be there and be hearing that two groups, they will finish until they finish themselves. Somebody shout, power! Everyone in government, who is a sponsor, who is a sympathizer, get ready. Your judgment is around the corner. If you are in government, you are in the military, you are an informant in a community, if your judgment escapes you, then God does not exist. If your judgment escapes you, no need to go to church.
You are a killer, a sponsor, a sympathizer, a collaborator.
Whoever you are, in any place of power, whatever you are, you have power, you have immunity, you have gadget, you have equipment. What will touch you will be heavier than what is protecting you.
Somebody shout judgment. Somebody shout vengeance.
The blood of the poor innocents wasted on the ground of Nigeria. The blood of priests and clergy, the blood of children and women ripped of pregnancy is crying off the ground, and judgment and vengeance must be meted. Inside every forest where you terror groups are, Jehovah will go through you. Jehovah will visit you one by one. They will step into some camps and see dead killers on the floor, and they don't know who killed them. They won't know who wasted them. Overnight, one angel just passed through. It has started happening, and it shall continue to happen. Be bold-chested people, strong-eyed, solid forehead. The Bible says, without our dogs, we are the brethren of the lion of the tribe of Judah. Lions don't run for dogs.
And the strangers who came to ruin this nation, and the nationals who brought them, they are the ones to leave the country.
We are going nowhere for nobody. The earth will resist them. Resist them. Resist them. Those who like death will have it. Those who like pain will have the pain. Those who like tears will shed the tears. Those who like sorrow will have the sorrows. The Nigeria of yesterday's prophecy, the Nigeria of our prophecy, will come to pass. Where the end time move of God will be midwifed from this country. Where foreigners will troop like they are trooping to Jerusalem now. Or they normally troop to Jerusalem. Like they troop to other places in the world like Rome and so on. So we have heard that there is God in Nigeria. We saw how he killed the people. How he wasted the terrorists. How he finished them by themselves. Want to come to serve your God. And this fire will be burning. And burn to the end of the earth. Somebody say loud amen. Look at your neighbor. Say we are here. The devil will be out of here. And we are here. Go ahead and give him the praise. 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 In the name of Jesus. Take your seat 1 minute. Father, thank you because it is done. The move of God in this nation is just at the kindergarten stage. Just show us the clip of those crusades. That is the kind of thing the enemy wants to frustrate. And it will never happen. Go ahead. The harvest clip. The harvest clip. Do it very sharp because time is on our side. The harvest is plenty in the laboratory. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Sharp, sharp, sharp. We'll be right back.
the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a big shout of praise. How many of us agree that only God can do the things we have seen? Now, I'll do two things very, very fast. If you are not here, you are not yet born again, you haven't given your life to Christ, quickly stand up on your feet and rush to the front here. Let me pray for you. You need to hand over your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You saw the crowd of people who came out just now to hand over their lives. Quickly, I'll give you the count of seven. Be the first to come. One. You want to also rededicate yourself to God. You backslid and you want to return back to God. Also step forward. You have an addiction in your life, a pornographic addiction, a smoking addiction, a lying, a cheating, a duping, a fraudulent addiction, whatever it is, masturbation, homosexuality, gambling, Indian hemp, any form of drug, and you want the yoke broken, also come forward. I'll give you the count of seven. One.
Give me your life. Give me your life.
Oh, give him your life.
Two. He's waiting for
you. Won't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Oh, give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
He's waiting for you.
Won't you give him your life?
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
Give him your life.
He's waiting for you.
Give him your life.
Your right hand on your chest, those of you out here, and pray this prayer with me. We went somewhere to preach yesterday. Are these the people? Okay, maybe it's in the next service. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Master, because you are God. Be thou glorified. Be thou honored. Be thou adored. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. So shall it be. The hold of the enemy is broken off your life, and the grace to live for God is released upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.